This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. In Vermont, a lot of people only have one power company or phone company to choose from when they're buying utilities. So the state regulates these monopolies to make sure nobody's getting ripped off. But critics of the system say private deals between the state and utilities are stacked against customers and in favor of utilities. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Some utility issues, like the price of power or permission for a construction project, are worked out before the Public Service Board. It's a lot like a court. The utilities come in and make their case, then lawyers for consumers groups or landowners or the Department of Public Service get to cross-examine and weigh in, then the board makes a decision. But to use the trial analogy, many of these cases are settled out of court. The Department of Public Service, which represents the public, will sign an agreement with the utility without hashing it out in front of the Public Service Board. Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia says the settlements help the system work more smoothly.
It's a kind of an efficient way to get through issues if they're not in contention or if they can be easily resolved. So there's an advantage to that tool.
That happened earlier this year after at least a week of negotiations between the department, Green Mountain Power, and AARP over how electricity rates are determined. But AARP State Director Greg Marshaldon says the final deal was made over the weekend, privately. The department called AARP to ask them to sign on.
We, of course, did not agree because we weren't going to agree to be a party to an MOU that had, backroom discussions without our ability to provide our insight and our ideas.
These deals happen a lot, and critics like Marshaldon say the settlements aren't transparent enough, and that because they're negotiated privately, the public doesn't get the benefit of seeing what each side got or gave up in reaching the agreement. One thing the Public Service Department considered earlier this year was a policy that's already in place in the state of Maine. It would make it mandatory to invite everyone who's part of the case to the negotiations for a settlement. Marshaldon says one of the deals that shows the flaws with the current system happened last year with Vermont Gas. The department and Vermont Gas reached a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, to limit the amount of pipeline costs the company could ask its customers to cover.
This one is even more egregious in the sense that the hearings had already taken place, that the board was deliberating on the hearings, and that this MOU, we believe, was intentionally not only done outside of the scope of the process, but was intentionally done to influence the decision of the board.
So Marshaldon says that's an example of why the rules need to change. But when the department recorded a call with Vermont Gas a few months ago, company officials said that same deal is an example of why the system should allow private deals. Here's Vermont Gas Vice President Ned Farquhar.
I think that the great success and the progress of the recent MOU that we did wouldn't be available because opponents would just stop it happening in its tracks.
Department of Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia has similar concerns. The worry is that a single party could derail the whole process.
The concern I have, and not to be cynical about it, but if there's a party that truly does not want a project to happen, then if they're at the negotiating table but not negotiating in good faith, they can delay the process or scuttle it.
So there's a balance here. How can the state make sure the process is open and fair, but also make sure it doesn't get bogged down? For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.